Hello, welcome, Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 5. This is me, Richie, and...
Hello, everybody, Massey.
Massey.
Or...
A.K.A.
Dika, if you prefer.
It's like a beautiful segue to start.
I know.
Everyone must know the format by now. If you are new to the show, let me just explain very quickly. We talk about new music, new kind of house, deep, electronic type of stuff. Massey's chosen 5 tracks. I've chosen 5 tracks. Neither of us knows what each other has chosen at this point. We're going to play them. We're going to talk about them. We're going to abuse some people. We're going to upset some people. And generally, I don't like anything and Massey likes everything. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah. You can get this show on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get it on iTunes, which is nice because it just updates when we've got a new show for you.
Yeah.
Which is strictlyum.com/iTunes. You can get us on Mixcloud, you can get us on Facebook, and you can get us on Twitter, where you can see what Massey, because he runs the account, is listening to as he goes along, and you can see whatever else is going on with kind of the world of Strictly UM.
Good stuff, man.
Can't really think of anything to say interesting about the last show other than people seem to like it.
Yeah.
It didn't go as well as the first 3, which is a bit of a pisser.
I know.
And if you don't start listening to it more, we're just going to stop.
That's it. Fuck it.
That's it.
Forget
about
it.
Screw you. If you don't want to listen to it, we won't do it.
Actually, we could do it with shit music.
Yeah, yeah. We could play
fucking
something different.
The songs. Steve Kripocki. What's his name?
Yeah. Or what are they called now? Rogue Disciples, which is just Jesus the Weasel under another name. Anyway. But we're not going to play any of that shit. We're going to play some decent house music from people that really give a shit about it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going first this week.
Yep.
And I'm going to open with someone that I slagged off in a previous show. So it's kind of like just rewards. This is Delve Deeper, X Gets the Crest, and the track is Never You Change, original mix.
To Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
said, that's X Gets the Crest, Never You Change, original mix on Delve Deeper. I think that's probably out now.
Yeah.
X Gets the Crest is George Hilton, London producer. He's done a remix on Delve Deeper previously. Don't really know an awful lot about him, but he's got a real kind of old school vibe going on there.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Absolutely. Band, oh, like it. That's what a surprise. Very soulful.
Very soulful. He likes it.
I like it.
Everyone relax.
Very soulful. Very soulful. I like the vibe on there.
It's probably, for me, it's probably the best Delve Deeper release yet.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Fair enough. I've listened to it a fair bit since, and they've done all right so far. So I imagine this will be
a good
stellar for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're doing well. We keep saying that, but yeah, that is.
He still not sent a check, has he?
No, not yet. So yeah, what was the agreement? 10%.
10% every mention. Delve Deeper.
Yeah, 10%. So yeah, Liam, just get in touch. It'll be nice.
Delve Deeper, the boys. That's another 10%.
Not great start, man. Yep.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, I
would
like
you
that
buy
one.
It?
I would buy it actually. Yes, I would.
Can't argue with that, then.
I don't know.
I don't want you to be too over effusive about talking about it, but you know, yeah, I'll buy that. It's good.
Yeah.
I know we're trying to talk less, but you can talk more.
Are you sure? Because they're gonna get upset.
I just want to hear you talking Indian.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the promo yet, so I don't know how many tracks there are on it. And
the fuck you been doing?
I know, man. It's just sometimes you know you get. Yeah, stuck into things, but yeah. So I will definitely. But that's a cracker.
Good, it is good. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, just that track. But there you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
For me. Next.
Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that is Enrico San Giuliano, track called Expollination, and that is out on Unreleased number 21.
Is he Italian?
Absolutely, yes.
Just say his name again.
Enrico San Giuliano.
How the fuck would you say that for that? But I would say Enrico San Giuliano. Oh no, that's pretty much like what you'd say. Yes. It's just not as fluent.
Yeah, San Giuliano, yeah.
Dirty. That track is dirty.
I know, it
keeps... Dirty, mean, badass, like... Oh, that would have you sweating and gooning.
Absolutely, yeah.
No matter where you were, wasn't it, really?
Dark room.
Oh, that sweat dripping from the ceiling, that kind of shit.
Yes. I'm glad you liked it.
Cracker of a tune. I know it's kind of probably out with my usual bag, so to speak. But...
Yeah, different from what we usually would play, perhaps.
Undeniable, dark, menacing, dirty, bastard song that just...
Just proper techno.
Yeah, most people want to produce that shit, surely.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
That kind of energy, that kind of impact, that kind of emotive kind of conjures up sweat dripping from the ceiling and the whole room vibrating to the bass line. Bravo.
Fantastic.
Which is very Italian, isn't it?
Bravo!
Bravo!
Grazie mille. That's a good one.
Bravo. Yeah. There you go. See, I did learn something in Sicily.
Oh yeah, you should talk about that in the deeper middle bit.
No one wants to
you
hear
and
it.
Your connections in
my
Sicily.
Yeah, yeah, my
dangerous shit.
Okay. Palermo, thank you.
Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Never knew.
Cucumbers Never Knew original mix. That's out on Pole Position, who are getting all new disco these days. Its release day is the 18th of March, so it's already out. And I fucking love that.
That's a sexy morpho, isn't it? Far out.
Very, I mean, like,
yeah.
Pole Position and the guys there have done new disco quite well to this point.
Okay.
The occasional, like, gem, but that.
It just... perfect. It's one of those tones. It's really hard to stop listening to it, right? It's
just kind of euphoric.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's a very slow tempo too. As soon as you start listening to it, my kind of DJ / mixing person brain goes, oh, speed it up a little bit. I don't know why, but I would speed up a notch just because. But that said...
you could upload it to SoundCloud.
Exactly. Cucumbers, that's an interesting...
Terrible name for two people.
Choice.
Because I just think of, like, rude acts with a cucumber. Or...
Or
I was sat in a car going to an airport in Auckland next to an Asian guy. The windows were down on both cars, and he was eating a whole cucumber as I was sat
in
there.
The car.
Yeah, like a banana, but a cucumber, right? So it went something like.
You should have sampled it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna sample you.
So I wasn't driving the car; so I was in the passenger seat of a car which he was driving, eating a
cucumber.
Oh
my god!
So I'm four seats apart from this guy, and I can hear him eating a cucumber,
chewing to the. Are you sure it wasn't like a very, very kind of raw banana? Maybe it was a green banana.
How raw would a banana be to look like a cucumber?
It was a raw frozen banana.
No, it was a horrible sight.
Jeez, of course.
And to be honest, if I allowed that to permeate my brain too long, it would really put me off this song, but it's not going to because it's a good song.
Jesus.
Thanks
Chris.
Very much, Gareth.
Next.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That was Dodza. It comes in waves out on Supremus Records number 2, so second release for Guillaume Jom's new label. Kind of unexpected, isn't it? I mean, compared to what the first release was sounding like. But first of all, sorry, did you enjoy the track?
Loved it.
Nice. Right.
And I feel like two in a row. That's just nice. Too fucking wrong, doesn't it? But loved it for two reasons.
Yeah.
First reason, it sounds nothing like Guillaume John. What is? We're gonna have to find out what Guillaume is in French, are we?
Yes.
Is it just like John? Who knows? Anyway, loved it because it doesn't really sound like him. Not that I don't like what he sounds like, but kind of is his label, second release. You kind of need it not to sound like him. And secondly, because it kind of reminded me of something I've been listening to in the week. I was listening to early Orbital in the week. I was listening to Halcyon whilst I was running on a treadmill.
Ha!
Because you do, don't you? You listen to early 80s rave while you're running. Or I do. Anyway, and smiling away like some like idiot thinking, I love this song.
How
and this
beautiful.
Is just full of energy. And that song reminds me of Orbital Halcyon.
Wow.
For some reason. Which, let's be honest, that's a fucking classic of a song. And if that's a patch on it, then you should bloody buy it now.
Right away.
And well done, Guillaume.
And Dodza.
Well done, Dodza. Well done, Guillaume, for signing it, you lucky bastard. Because I would have signed it in a flash.
Yeah, well done. Really nice. Dodza, obviously, his name is Carlos Mendoza. That's right, Dodza, I think.
Oh, Carlos what?
Carlos Mendoza.
Where's he from?
I don't fucking know.
I want it to be Mexican now.
Damn it. But I do know that he, well, as you can see, he has released on some pretty good fucking labels. Get Physical, Sublevel, Launcher, and so on. So,
yeah, not too bad. Too shabby.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased you liked it. So, good stuff, man.
Yeah, I love that. And I think definitely a label to watch out for.
Yes.
As much as that pains me to say, you bastards. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
I need to introduce this one, really, because this is a bit of a this is a funny one for everyone. So that is DJ DK.
Hey!
And those of you don't know, Massey, who sat to my right here,
hello,
drinking water whilst I'm drinking cheap imported European beer, is also known as DJ DK.
Yeah.
Now, DJ DK has done a number of remixes to this point in time in his producer career.
Correct.
This is his first full release.
Yes, and I'm very pleased that it's going to come out on UM Records, of course.
Of course. I mean, that UM Records gang, they love new producers, don't they?
No, yes.
Are they just fucking amazing? Guys. Anyway, so that was DJ DK, Emergency Contact, and that is the Finest Wear remix,
yes.
Which, for those of you that have been listening to this shit,
yep,
will know, we kind of put a shout out. Can we call that a shout out?
Yeah, absolutely.
To commercial radio?
No, it was a shout out.
To Finest Wear, that we would love him to do a remix of the forthcoming EP on UM Records.
Yes.
Out on the 4th of April. And he got in touch via us talking a lot of crap on here and said, I'd love to do it. And he's done it. And that's it.
And that was it.
Given that I own UM Records, I'm going to say it's fucking brilliant. Massey's the producer of the original track.
He's going to say it's
fucking
brilliant.
Loves it. What else should we say about it?
Yeah. I'm just going to say that it's just fantastic. As you say,
this is just like a kiss of the session, surely, right? Love it.
I love it.
We want you all who are listening to buy it.
Yes,
if
please.
If you're not listening, why aren't you listening? If you're not buying it, then go and buy it.
What are you doing? Yes. But can I just say, jokes aside, I mean, having Finest Wear as a remixer on my first...
This is the first remix of your...
Probably
the first time you've been remixed?
Yeah, the first time. So, I couldn't be happier, to be honest. As you all know, we really like... what Finest Wear is up to and what the kind of work he's been doing in the last months. So, yeah.
Just it pays to be nice to people.
Of course, man. You have to be nice to people. Why wouldn't you?
You have to be nice to people who are doing that good a job.
You have to be nice to people that are actually nice.
What I like about it is fucking that those that haven't heard the original yet, which...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Why haven't you heard it? It's a nice contrast. It's got...
Yeah.
Finest Wear's kind of production qualities to it. It's nice, it's warm, it's kind of got an analog feel to it. It's got like a retro bump to it.
Yes.
He's done his usual quality job.
It's a great spin on it.
So thanks pretty much, Senza.
Fantastic. Shall we move on?
We're doing the next
I think time? We should just end the show here. Fuck it.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
No, not really. We've got some more tracks to talk about. Honestly. And the deep and meaningful bit later on.
Oh, yeah.
You've been hanging out for that.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that was J Funk. The track is called, I don't know, because how would you read that?
You're never going to pronounce that. Exinences.
Exinences, and that's out on Windhorse Records number 5. Well, what do you think? You didn't like the first bit, did you?
No, I'll be honest, right?
But then,
so I have a fairly brutal promo regime.
All right.
You get about 10, 15 seconds maximum to
holy
kind of
shit.
Hold my attention. Yeah, well, you get battle hardened, that's the problem. Yeah. And you usually delete it. Having been forced, and it was forced, to listen to that, the first half was like just wasted life.
Wasted life?
It's like, someone needs to pay me for that time that I've wasted. The second half was better, but still bobbing.
You didn't like the single?
Well,
bit,
it was better. It was doable.
The track comes out in the second half.
As a track,
yeah,
given that it took, like, what was that? Fuck it, that was a long time to get to that bit. Like, diabolical, like, first bit. Second bit was far more interesting, far more intriguing.
Yeah.
And was like, why did you save all your good stuff till you got to that
just
bit?
Just for the second bit. And give me something on the first part.
Which is kind of how I felt about Windhorse for a while, which is going to really kind of... can't remember the guy's name now. That's really bad. Mazat, something like that. Anyway, it's an Indian label. They've done really well. They do 8D promos.
Yes, they do.
They've had highs and lows. For me, personally, been more lows recently, and that wouldn't have got past muster because of the first half of the track. Which is the brutal reality of the way I listen to it.
It is, but do you remember back in the days? Well, even now, if you go and I used to have this habit. You develop a habit, I think, most of us, when going and going vinyl shopping, you don't listen to the whole fucking thing. You remember just skipping through?
You just put the needle in the middle.
Yeah, needle, pop, 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 pop.
Well, you can do that now.
Yeah, kind of.
Because you can spin it on, but you got to wait for the fucking thing to load.
No.
Which, given, like, if you're using Promo Amp, you're a dick.
No.
Or Promo Cloud or whatever it's called.
If you're using VIP Ultima, Jesus.
I hate them.
Fucking.
They're not as bad as, what was I trying to listen to this week?
It just doesn't
Deep
work.
Sight, Deep Sight Space or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I know is Rory's label. So Rory, if you're listening, change promo company. Because trying to preload your tracks is like trying to fucking piss when you haven't had a drink for a week. Jesus. Holy crap. Painful. Anyway, as you said, Massey, you would put the needle in the middle, you'd listen to the middle of the song, you'd be happy, but he's fucking wetting himself. Ha ha! It's really difficult to tell when you're fucking doubled over.
Oh god, that was, I think that was the best bit so far. That was just fucking, that's,
well, it
just
is. I hate it when you're waiting to skip the fucking shit bit to try and hear the next bit.
I got an idea. Name for a new label. Shitbit.
Shitbit.
What about that?
Monitors the amount of shit you've had in a week. The shit tracks you've listened to. Fucking mind me off the scale.
Mate, business idea. The shitbit.
The shitbit.
Instead of the fitbit.
For people that listen to promos.
Every time you take a shit, it takes track of it. and that's
every
it.
Every time you listen to a shit track.
A shit track.
It registers. Yeah. And bleep, then bleep. You've done your allocation today.
Blip, blip.
Go away.
Oh man.
Sorry. Right, next track. I've kind of been waiting. Never been patient.
To Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Lisa Shaw, I Can See It, Miggle Mix, Salted Vocal Mix. Out, as you may guess from the subtle link in the track, Salted Music, produced by Miggle Mix. It's out the 22nd of April, which is perfect timing for Winter Music Conference. And has that already been?
I can't fucking remember.
Can't remember. Anyway, Salted Music, Lisa Shaw, Miguel Miggs, what more do you want? It's Naked Music, really, isn't it?
Oh, under totally.
Another name.
And yeah, my reaction to that is just like
classic.
I mean, what do you want to say about that? Yeah. I mean, what a voice. Jeez, what a voice. So sensuale, isn't it?
It's kind of perfection for me still. Like, let's be honest, like, who's not going to say they want to be Naked Music?
No, I know.
So, Miguel Miggs, Lisa Shaw, that kind of vibe. Surely, when they do Wikipedia, they just go, Deep House equals that song.
That's a good
job
way.
Done.
That's the end of it.
Or they might say DJ DK.
What?
UM record.
Sucks. Ah, okay. I thought you were going to say DJ DK is a piece of shit. Know,
there are other alternatives, obviously, that they could reference in there.
That was, I was stuck with that. Fuck. Yeah.
I don't know how you alter Deep House category
In Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, but
it's a bit of, you need to know your shit on Wikipedia.
Anyway,
it's not easy.
One of the best songs on Salted Music I've heard for a long time.
It's interesting because you got a couple of Naked Music tracks already. So I'm seeing something developing here. It's an interesting playlist, this one. Interesting, okay. You must have, maybe you had an interesting week. I hope so. You know, it's kind of.
I've been away from home. What are you trying to suggest?
No, I wouldn't.
I've been working away from home. On a naked week.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Shall we move on?
That's good.
to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Love and happiness make you wanna do right. Make you wanna do right. Make you come on back. Make you stay all night long.
Who's
it?
Far out. So that was Oxen Butcher featuring the beautiful voice from Lisa Eaton. The track is called Love and Happiness, original mix, and that is out on Enormous Chill / Enormous Tunes. Now, Oxen Butcher is basically it's a new duo, fresh duo from the UK, and they're receiving just heaps of support by Grover Mada, James Zabiela, and Sonny Fodera. So, you know, My two cents on this, I think Oxen Butcher, one of the two must be Alistair Albrecht. That's my suspicion.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's one of those mysterious duo. But I have a feeling that Alistair, also, you know, owner of Muskox Records, must be behind this. I don't know. The production level of the track.
What? Go on. Why?
Yeah. Oh, just because been receiving promos from his label.
This is a hunch. A hunch means...
What the hell is a hunch?
I suspect.
Oh, is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on, I get confused with... What's...
No, a hunch is like Quasimodo.
Yeah, Quasimodo.
But a hunch can also mean a feeling.
Jeez, you English-speaking people, why would you use the same word for... fucking... I was like, why does...
Just try and confuse you, Italian times.
Quasimodo with Oxen Butcher.
Anyway.
What the hell?
Fucking hell.
What the fuck? Did you like the track? Yeah. Just thinking about it. Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to think whether that's my favourite of today or not.
Ah, fuck, we need to remember to do that. We need to
which one was name
the, anyway. Yeah. Beautiful voice again, eh?
Oh, yeah. Lisa Eaton.
Lisa Eaton, yeah. Yeah.
As in Eaton College.
And, you know, very
no,
catchy.
No, it's spelled different. E-A-T-O-N. I don't think that's Eaton. I think Eaton. Anyway, she kind of... Bizarrely, not that I'm trying to like turn this into the this reminds me of when I was a kid.
No, but that's good. Show. That's what we want to hear, man.
Her vocal kind of reminded me of like It's a Fine Day, Opus 3.
Ha ha.
Kind of that kind of celestial kind of siren. Kind of,
Beautiful song
really
that was, man.
Esoteric.
Esoteric, that is a word, yes.
Ethereal, wow. Kind of draw you onto the rocks kind of beauty with like a really good bass line, which is like fairly rare these days that the two like marry
kind of together
quite so well.
And I like that they managed to sneak in a kind of a catchy, you know, arrangement too.
That chords. Deserves to be like crossover kind of material, but it'll probably never hear the light of day because they don't know whether it's on Enormous Chill or Enormous Tunes.
Tunes, yes. But yeah, good stuff. I'm pleased again. I'm doing well this one.
Yeah, you're doing better than usual.
I am surprised.
Maybe I'm just drunker than usual.
Oh, that's good. Well, next
time...
That
could time, be the Heineken.
Next time I give you more, so you're going to like everything.
Yeah, I'm just going to get drunk. From everything.
Got the two-step rhythm upon my mind. Momentary bliss, I'll be hypnotized by you. Over and over and over, over again. Collecting my thoughts, looking as though I don't care. Falling into overdrive. Staring at me, I'm looking like my body, you're loving. Got it all for you, honey.
listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Introduce this one a little bit, because the only reason I chose it because of kind of promo sheet, which is a real rare thing for me. So Paper Recordings,
yeah.
That is Max Mortimer featuring Stacey Gardner, Feelings original mix. I have been a fan of Paper Recordings since day one. Okay,
ha.
Was on their promo list when they sent out my paper bags.
Oh wow!
All of this kind of stuff, right? Since kind of, whoa, I don't know when. It's after the 100th release.
Okay.
So they got to 100 releases, yeah. For those that don't know. I don't know whether you know Paper.
No, I know the label.
Okay.
I didn't know. I don't
so
know how many releases they had.
Releases till 100, and then kind of they had a bit of a pause, and Ben Davis continued the label without other people like Cy Brad and stuff like that. And they were it. They were the label to be back in the day. And kind of in the modern era of Untitled, always really wanted to play them, found it very difficult to. Got very disco-y, got a bit new disco-y, which I think this kind of falls into the category of. Anyway, so Ben Davis, who now runs Paper Recordings, has been in New Zealand. He's got back from New Zealand. This is the first release since he's been to New Zealand, which is where we are. And the release nearly never happened because the artist, Max Mortimer, lost his hard drive.
Holy crap.
Or had his computer stolen or something like that.
Whoa.
So it's kind of like fate, kind of. Yeah. As I was reading the promo list, I thought, I'll give that a bit more of a listen. And it's a little bit weird. It's a bit off for me, but I enjoyed it. So I thought I'd stick it on here because this is kind of the place to play stuff that
you wouldn't normally play. Yeah, that's it.
What did you think?
I'm not sure about the vocals. So what I mean is, don't get me wrong. I think the production is great. It just for me, the voice doesn't sit right on the actual tune. But if you listen to the individual elements, there's nothing wrong with it. It just, I don't think it doesn't gel for me. I don't know, maybe just the tonality of the voice compared to the other tracks that we've been listening to today. It just doesn't work that much.
I think it's one of those weird things, isn't it? Because I know I've said this to you about
other voices, about
we've been listening to at the same time, but not necessarily played on these shows.
Yeah.
But it just, what is it that makes a tune? Is it the union of all the elements, or is that a new Discord that makes it be a little bit quirky or whatever? It's a quirky song, it's kind of interesting, but from a mix point of view, I'd never fucking mix it. Because I couldn't. I'm not talented enough to be able to deal with that staccato kind of bass line to it.
And there is the kind of a half step.
Yeah. Every now and then screw me over every time. I'll be fucked.
But interesting choice, though.
I like to keep it eclectic for you. Because I know it fucks you up.
Eclectic and selective again.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That beauty for me, because you didn't like it, but that was Nixon, The Way I Think of You, and that is out on Flumo Recordings, number 9. The EP name is Dope, sample EP, out on Bandcamp. Before you trash it, can I just say Flumo Recordings, one of my top
projects.
One of my top five labels at the
moment.
Because they are, it goes to show you that when you do work hard on your label, it pays out somehow. So you might like it, you might not like it, but you know, it's like the perfect artwork, dope music. The release bought on digital and vinyl, so you buy the vinyl on Bandcamp, you right away you can download the digital version. It's just, you know, a perfect packaging, if you know what I mean. But anyway, now let's hear it from you, man. You didn't enjoy that, did you?
I'm gonna have to go back to what you said though.
Okay, yeah.
Because I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? So they release on vinyl.
Yeah.
You buy it on Bandcamp.
Yes.
You buy the vinyl on Bandcamp.
Correct.
And you get a digital download as a thank you for buying the vinyl.
Pretty much. So you get both, yeah.
Which I think is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I get that. All of the artwork's unique.
Yes.
So in every aspect, I get what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that was shit.
You didn't like that, did you?
Nah, it was boring.
Fair enough.
Start to finish. And I just thought, but that is why we're sat here, because you're listening to it from a producer point of view.
Yeah.
With your mic lent into you like fucking Elvis Presley right now. Hound dog. And I'm listening to it from another perspective, which is all that really matters.
Yeah. But again, you know, it's different habits, right?
Yeah, yeah. I listen to them like a horrible, dirty thing.
Very well.
And you love it because you're listening to it. You're a producer. Yeah. I'm a label person, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm like trying to dismiss shit.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find stuff you love.
Of course.
And that's the way it is. And I think that's why you love everything, and I fucking hate everything apart from the stuff that I love.
But it's because when you love it, you do fucking love it.
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm
and,
like,
but it's nothing. It's just like, I fucking love it. Yeah, 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 fair enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'd kill you for it.
Yeah, but you're very Italian like that. Very passionate. Very passionate. Yeah.
Well, hey, that's the difference,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, but that's good. That's but, that. This is
I
good,
enjoy
mate.
That. But I really respect what the label's doing.
Yeah.
And you I think the next one will be much better.
Yes.
Because it couldn't be much worse.
Can I say just the rest of DP is good too?
I'm sure it is, but I'm not interested now.
Come on,
I
listen
to that and I'm thinking that's fucking boring.
Do you know, can I show you the vinyl? It's going to change your mind.
Yeah, I know you like getting your fucking 12 inches.
Come on.
Fucking Italians.
So what are we talking about? The big knob. 12
big
inches
knob, 12 inches
out. You know what this is about.
Let's just get to the deep and meaningful bit.
Oh, God.
Deep and deep meaningful, and meaningful bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so there was some interesting development over the last few days with everybody going streaming, right? And Apple Music and SoundCloud looks like it's going to get onto it. And there was an interesting partnership which happened a few days ago. So dubset.com, it's now official. They are an official partner of Apple. And so the idea behind their service is that they can scan the music and they can also work as a database. So the way it works is, I think, Apple pays this company for their services, right? And then here I am as a DJ or as a producer. I go on mixbank.com, which is their platform. I upload my unlicensed remixes on their platform, and I upload my mixes on their platform. And from there, they are going to push it to Apple and other streaming services. What that's going to do, apparently, is they're going to make lots of people happy because royalties are going to be split in the right way. And even the producer or the DJ is going to get a cut. Ha! So the question is, brilliant fucking idea or just something that is going to die soon?
Oh, I've got a million questions.
Oh, here you go.
A million, right? So, where does the music originate? Who pays the royalty? Who divides the royalty? Who pays out the royalty? Who manages, whether it's a remix or a re-edit or a... The whole system's fraught, really, with... I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but it's not as cut and dry as these people would like it to be.
No, I know.
So let's take a basic premise.
Okay.
You're a DJ.
Yeah.
You've done a mix.
Yeah.
It's the best mix you've ever done.
Fuck yeah.
I want to get it online.
Shit yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't want to upload it to SoundCloud because they're bobbins.
Yeah.
I don't want to upload it to Mixcloud because no one's listening.
Nobody fucking listens to it.
I'm going to upload it to who?
Mixbank.
Mixbank, because I've heard of them.
Yeah.
But I might get it on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to upload it to Mixbank. After I've created a profile, after I've done whatever they require me to do. Do we know what they require you to do?
It's very easy. I did go for it right away.
And of course you did, you nerd.
I'm a fucking geek. I need to know what's happening. And there's a bit of a queue, but they finally approved my account. So because I think they're all applying for it.
Did you pay anything?
Not at all.
Did you enter any credit card details?
Not at all.
Nothing?
Nothing. Okay. All they want to do is they want to know name, nickname, whatever you use it, and you need to give them a couple of links to your recent mixes, I think, just to show that.
So what did you give them?
Just the latest that I had up there.
SoundCloud?
From SoundCloud, yeah.
Okay, you gave them SoundCloud.
Which is quite, it was
the
quite
platform
fun.
That already exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be the future, whether that... It's like, you know what is trying to do something like that? Pioneer with, what's their application called? Kuvo? Kuvo?
I don't know. It's just every man and his fucking dog's cat trying to do this.
Yeah. But hey, at least, can we say at least someone is trying? But obviously, you know, they're not into this.
Let's follow the money.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have a boss that said, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've signed up.
Yeah.
You've given them your...
couple of mixes.
Your couple of mixes on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Have they asked you for your bank details?
No. Not yet.
So how are they going to pay you?
Well, I'm hoping that now that my account...
No. There's no hope.
Hold on. There's no hope.
Have they asked you for your account, any account details?
Not yet, because...
So they have no intention of paying you shit, of course.
No, I do trust them. Because
your
account needs to be approved, you see? They don't approve it. Once your account is approved, then you get into that shit.
How do you know?
I know everything, man.
How do you know they're going to ask you for your account details?
Oh, well, the better, because otherwise, what's the point, right?
Well, that is my question to that question.
So we'll soon find out, I suppose. But even so, I do find the idea, the concept interesting, right? Mm.
Interesting doesn't pay the bill.
No, correct. So I want to see then at the end of the day, because obviously it's not out there. We don't know what's the split. Who's going to get what?
You're going to get fuck all, right? I'll tell you now.
0.00000.2.
Right. When you sign up to share trading, for instance, do you think they ask you your share account where you want it paid out early doors? Because they're expecting to pay you out. These people are never going to pay you out. I'll tell you now.
So is it going to be just like Spotify?
Oh, it's like it's another sham. It's a joke. Dream on. Who's got time for another platform, right? Apple Music might be a big draw, but
yeah.
Who ask anyone who owns a label, independent label.
Yep.
How much money do you make from Apple Music?
Zero. I don't know. I suppose.
Buttons.
Wow.
Right. If you are buying a coffee a year,
far out.
You're doing well. Right. So, Apple Music, another provider, another like fucking cutting the percentage, whatever. You're dreaming, right? They might have a fancy ass website. They might have a nice little promo video with some chicks with big tits.
I think that's Madonna.
Is that Madonna? I don't care who she is.
I think it's Madonna in the background.
She could be dancing around, whatever. You are never going to see a penny from me, jokers, ever.
Okay. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, you keep me posted. Yeah. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
In a couple of shows' time, we'll come back to it.
And see how this goes.
How is it progressing?
Yeah.
And I bet you, nothing.
Nothing at all?
If it's not nothing,
yeah.
I'll buy you really, really posh fizzy water.
Ooh, can you make it at least a six pack?
I'll buy you Italian fizzy water.
Please, six pack.
And I will ship it to fucking Berlin.
That would be awesome, man.
I will ship Italian water from New Zealand to Berlin to piss you off.
Water that has come from Italy. It's going to be interesting, of course.
Yeah, it can do 24,000 miles.
Yeah.
But I'll do it to piss you off, because if these people ever pay a penny to anyone,
they're gonna get paid though from Apple.
I'll eat a fag.
They're gonna get paid from Apple, right?
Of course they're not.
No, yeah, of course they are.
How? Do you see Apple anywhere on the site?
But what's the partnership about?
Does Apple endorse it the other way?
I reckon. Yeah, look at this. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, they've got a picture of an iPod from 1980 with an Apple logo in the background. Well, that's just like everything. And the advert on the side sells me a diamond ring, which is bigger than my head.
To stream remixes and DJ mixes, right? So it's very specific. And they are a digital distributor, blah, blah, blah.
Basic question here.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that uses Apple Music?
No.
Anyone ever confessed to using Apple Music?
No, because it's clunky as. I did sign up for the three months and I got charged one month and had to withdraw. I ended up basically three months, and then you can just switch it off. And I have to be honest, I've used it twice, I think, because it's just clunky and it fucks up your library as well. It screws up all the meta tags if you import it. So, no, I think I don't know anyone actually currently using Apple Music.
Me neither. So you're a producer.
Yeah.
I do DJ mixes.
Yeah. Nobody's using this fucking thing.
I'd run a label. And neither of us know anyone that's using Apple Music.
That's a good start, isn't it?
What an endorsement. Fantastic. For a mix platform.
Fantastic.
Well done.
The next one up is going to be SoundCloud. They're working on that too. It seems to have become... it's becoming
a of shit.
You reckon it's never going to work?
They're in the major's back pocket.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nightmare.
So the final question, why bother? So why, if they're doing this just as a, I don't know.
Well, kind of the smart labels.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound quite smug now. Just have a mailing list and send them direct.
And that's it.
Who would do that? Who would do something so clever as just have a mailing list that you send your mixes to direct and you don't download it anywhere apart from
the
mailing direct
list.
Down list?
Yes.
What a great idea.
I know, it's a fucking brilliant. I think you should call. You should give Apple a call.
I don't want to brag, but 708 people do that every
month.
That's
good, man. Oh, fuck, that's good. I haven't got that many on the SUM.
708.
That's pretty fucking awesome. So do you get a nice response from it? Do you get a...
That's how many people download it every month.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought that was the total of people on...
No. The mailing list is bigger than that.
Nice, man.
I think that's about 64,
66%. That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot numbers. But
that's,
I don't know
what the good shit does.
But I don't know whether, it's going to be just another platform.
It's just another platform.
Yeah.
No one needs it. Because you just get it direct if you sign up properly.
But don't... If by uploading a mix on SoundCloud right now, nobody's getting jack shit, right? So if I upload... I'm gonna poke you now. So let's say I upload a mix on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky enough, which means that they're not going to take it down, and that stays up there, nobody's getting paid, right? So I am promoting in the old kind of... school thinking, I'm actually promoting the music, right? I'm putting a track list, by going by the music and all that. So the way I'm doing it is because I'm promoting the music, and my return is I get exposure, I like to promote mixes and so on, but nobody's getting paid. So the idea behind this, I guess, is there's going to be all of that, and then the producers of the music I play and the labels are going to get paid. Maybe.
No, because it's just watered down like tenfold, isn't it? No, I don't subscribe to it.
Okay, fair enough.
Ultimately, right? If you upload a mix to SoundCloud, they're still working on the same streaming like percentages as other platforms. So it's still watered down. You might as well give it away free and be on untitledmusic.org.
Deep and deep meaningful, and meaningful bit.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And that probably ends another show.
Yeah.
So
which comes at the end of it.
Yeah.
Alright. No, I mean which comes at the end
do
of
it. Do you want to do the end bit?
No, you go for it.
Likes me saying it because it's easier to understand.
We got some people saying we talk too much, so moved.
If we've talked too much at this point,
it's fine.
Stop now because we're just going to tell you how to listen to it. Anyway, right,
off you go,
so,
mate.
So you can get us on soundcloud.com/strictlyum, or you can get us on strictlyum.com/iTunes, which we prefer. Or you can get us on Facebook or Twitter or
anywhere
else you like, really. Twitter's quite good because you can listen to, or you can see what Massey is listening to as he listens to it. Or you can get us on Facebook where we just talk a lot of shit about how much we drink and how much banter we've got, really. Either way, just download it, listen to it, subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Enjoy. Let us know what you think. Drop us a comment. If you hate it, let us know because we like that stuff.
Keep it deep.
Yeah, we love you to bits.
We love you to bits. What are you? We're fucking Italians.